Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
All right, I want to welcome all of you to Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. This is an online open mic for all genres. The only thing that I ask is that you don't use any offensive language, topics, you know, or any bashing of any particular groups. Otherwise, you know, step to the mic. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I hope to hear from many of you out there in cyberspace. We've had some amazing people step to the mic here on Express Your Flavor on the first two shows, so I hope that you will join us. In the meantime, while we wait for, you know, people to come in, the doors are open, and sit back and relax, I'll play some tracks by some amazing talents that I have come to know, whether it be in person at Flavor Coffee House here in Seattle, Washington, or just right here on the internet. Let's play a piece by a gentleman that goes by the name of Delion. This is his piece called In the Middle of the Night.
I know your joy has turned into pain, and blue skies and sunshine have turned to cold, windy rain, and you'll be tossing and turning, trying to make it through the night. Well, you know the nighttime may not be the best time to sort through all those things that weigh heavy on your mind, so you can call me, oh, call me in the middle of the night. Well, you can call me at 1, 2, or 3. You know I'd like to comfort you, just like it comforted me. So you can call me, yeah, call me in the middle of the night. You lay there listening to the tick-tock tick away, counting the hours before the break of day, reliving the memory that wind you up so tight. It gets you most of all in the middle of the night. I often wonder just what I can do for you when I think of all those things that you've been going through. You can call me, yeah, call me in the middle of the night. Thank you. to the tic-tac tick away, counting the hours before night becomes day. While the whole world is sleeping, so massive time, you struggle through the darkness to make everything alright. Well, you can call me. Oh, at 1, 2, or 3. You know I'd like to comfort you, just like you comforted me. So you can call me. Oh, call me in the middle of the night. Oh, call me in the middle of the night. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, call me.
All right, that was Brian DeLeon Cannon with his piece called Call Me in the Middle of the Night. And I believe that Brian is out of the California area. I'm going to stick with the California area right now. I want to go to one of my favorite spoken word artists. He has a new CD that has just recently come out. And I'm hoping that one of these days we can get him up here to Seattle, Washington, and perform for us on a Flava News stage. This is Kari Torre with his piece called Last Paradise.
They say it's better to have loved and to have lost than to have never loved at all. This is a poem dedicated to the love I lost. I met her in college. I was seduced by her smile, her charisma and style, and I loved how she wore a mini skirt tight. We met during the spring semester, and I'll never forget her. It felt like love at first sight. Her name was Paradise, and I was spellbound by her honey brown eyes. She smelled fresher than the scent of spring, and I knew it was real love, far from a fling, because inside of my stomach I could feel the flutter of butterfly wings. See, back then I was a starving college student with no money to spend, so I wrote paradise love poems. I wrote up how her kisses tasted sweeter than cinnamon, brown sugar, and honeycomb. Evenings at my place, we cuddle in a passionate embrace. She rubbed my head while laying in bed, listening to the love poems I read and wrote exclusively for her. See, being young and naive, I wanted to believe that our love could withstand hurricanes of hard times. And once we weathered our storms, we would be happily wed together forever. However, during her junior year in college, her kisses began to feel cold like the frigid weather of the winter season. My lack of money became the main reason. Paradise started receiving bad grades, complained her tuition could get paid due to a lack of financial aid. And I tried to persuade Paradise to stay enrolled in college, but she was no longer thirsty for knowledge. She no longer wanted to pursue a college degree. She wanted a new pair of shoes and a shopping spree. And her birthday was coming up, so in order to purchase new boots, she decided to start stripping down to a birthday suit. It was then that temptation entered our relation, disguised as a female acquaintance. Camouflage beneath Gucci and Prada, temptation was high maintenance. Temptation enticed Paradise into becoming a stripper. Gave her advice on how to spot a big tipper. Taught her how to keep men in a trance by moving the voluptuous hips during a lap dance. Paradise was on a mission to purchase purses from Christian Dior. She wanted diamonds to glisten and didn't have time to listen to my love poetry anymore. Eventually she got her own place and we parted. I missed seeing her face and I was left feeling lonely and brokenhearted. But I would see her on TV making cameos and low-budget music videos. I even heard she was doing pornos with her body fully exposed. But a few years ago, I got news that Paradise was sick. It turns out she was slowly dying of the AIDS virus. In all these years we've been apart, I assumed that she was married to a baller living in wealth. But when I went and saw her, she was a shell of a former self, dying from deteriorating health. The skin was pale, she looked thin and frail. She weighed less than 80 pounds on the scale as a result of having a low count of T-cells. And she admitted to having unsafe sex to get paid. Because the men wore no latex, she ended up contracting AIDS. And she told me, Kari, I learned that all the glint ain't gold. And I sold the devil my soul the day I started sliding down that strip of pole. I kissed Paradise on her forehead, lovingly held her hand, and it was then I began to recite all the love poems I had written for her while back in college. And I tasted the bitter taste of my own tear stains when I reminded her of how her kisses used to taste sweeter than cinnamon, honeycomb, and sugar cane. And after I spit the last poem, her health began to fail. She took a last breath and exhaled, and I kissed Paradise farewell. And I cried all night when I came home to write this poem, wishing that Paradise had never died of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome.
your life. And ironically, just the other day, dancing erotically in front of me as I walked past the strip club, I saw a beautiful brown-skinned exotic dancer that reminded me of the love I lost. So I walked up to her in a gentle, loving tone, and I told her these words. Sweetheart, always practice safe sex and never think twice, or you may end up paying the ultimate price. And when she asked me why was I relaying this advice, I recited this poem of how I lost paradise.
All right, that was Kari Teray out of Oakland, California, with his track, Lost Paradise. Deep message there. People can use their art, their talents to, you know, get some messages across and to tell great stories. And that's one of the things that drew me to appreciating the arts. You know, just like my dear friend Kua that's in the chat room right now, I'm sitting here at my desk and I'm looking at one of his paintings, and it's just absolutely amazing. I tell him all the time that his piece tells me different stories depending on my mood and depending on the day. So, you know, it can go from visual arts to, you know, music and instrumentals and dance and all kinds of, you know, varieties of what we call art, you know, can tell us a different story every single day. So that's why Lady Flava stepped up and created Flava News, you know, and now brought back Flava Coffee House to life online radio style. So I appreciate all of you that are here in the chat room with us, to those that are listening live, and to those that come back and listen to the archives. You are much loved. So with that said, I want to play a track by two young men that are going to be performing at a showcase, a hip-hop showcase that I am involved in on June 5th. The showcase is called Launch 2.0. Let's connect. It's an exciting event. We've taken some months to plan this. It's coming together very nicely, and we are now, you know, putting the announcements out. So this is Mike Mack in Harlem. This is going to be their debut showcase here in Seattle, Washington, and I'm going to play their track called Look Into My Eyes.
Anybody with a vision, you know, anybody with a drive to pursue their dreams, yo.
Look into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see,
yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see,
yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP,
just
look into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see,
yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see,
yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP,
yo. Take a look into the eyes of a menace. Doing the rap intangibles, I'm hip-hop's finish. You can see the focus in my hip-hop grimace. I'm staring at my vision, can't blink cause I'm not finished. Dominating this hip-hop scrimmage. I'm trying to show Coach Simmons that I deserve big game minutes. So, for me to achieve what I'm intending, I gotta work harder than all of the competition. Meaning, I gotta run my 16 the hardest. Gotta touch every line, keep my routine the smartest. Keep my confidence and head to the sky, no disguise. I gotta show the fire in my eyes. I'm sure you can see the hunger. There's no reason to wonder why every track I make strikes hard like thunder. But never in the same spot. The game is poker, so I gotta keep my eye on whatever gets me the main time.
Look into my eyes,
yeah.
Just tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Just
look into my eyes.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you see. Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Listen, yo. You can see it in my eyes, I'm on the right road. Flow hotter than lava, the beat is so ice cold. I'm on the fast pace, and everybody's behind me, so I probably get to break the tape on the last race and set the crowd off. And you gave it your all, so there ain't nothing wrong with taking a proud loss. Cause I would keep it going, and I would keep training, and I would keep it flowing, cause losing ain't entertaining. And I'm an entertainer. To be an entertainment, you gotta stand out.
Why?
To prevent containment. Cause if they get you, they got you. But if you away from the aim crowd, it'd be easy for them to spot you. And I'm like an abandoned boat in the ocean. Even though I ain't spotted shit, I'm still here floating. And my drive can be bruised but never broken. I'm hoping you just listen and keep your ears open.
Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me? Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see? Can you see the HIP, HOP? Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me? Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see? Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Yo. Take a look, you can see the determination. You can see that I'm hungry, starving to be the greatest. Can you see the struggle? I'm striving to finally make it. My destiny's in the making, I'm ready to finally take it.
Let me take it with my many wishes to make it in the game. And the flow is plenty vicious, my attitude's the same. Plus I had many misses, and I don't see why not. If a blind Eskimo man can catch many fishes,
unless the pond's empty,
and yeah, it's all tempting
to jump in head first,
with no guard with me.
I see the prize,
it's all within arm reach.
We all students,
we all teachers,
we all teach.
You getting saved by the bell.
Man, we all screech.
You do stain in the white sand.
We all bleach.
You can look into our eyes and trust.
This is hip hop.
Come see eye to eye with
look
us.
Look into my eyes. Tell me what you see. Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me? Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see? Can you see the HIP, HOP? Look into my eyes. Tell me what you see. Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me? Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Okay, that was Mike Mack in Harlem with their track called Look Into My Eyes. I play them on the shows, you know, quite frequently because I want to get you, you know, accustomed to their sound and who they are. These are two young men. One of them's not even 21 years old yet. They're going to do their debut, you know, show at the Launch 2.0. Let's connect with Flava News and Ejo Arts Media. And I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see these two young men on stage throwing it down. So if you are in the Seattle area, I would really encourage you to get at me at events@flavanews.com so that I can send you more information about that particular night. I am looking forward to it big time. I want to play a piece by a dear friend of mine out of New York. This is Wisdom Supreme. He is getting ready to do a showcase in June at a place called Recoup Lounge on Riverton Street in New York. So if there's anybody listening to the show and you're in the New York area, go out for two reasons. Go and support my dear friend Wisdom Supreme, but also go out there because I'm all the way in Seattle, Washington, and I'm not going to be there. So I would love for somebody to go and represent me. But anyhow, let me click on one of his tracks, and this is going to be Pandemic of Sin by Wisdom Supreme.
Signs of the times in Revelations are now here. CEOs that were corrupt are now bankrupt in fear. The rich are now middle class, while the poor are out in the street. Can't afford to be sick because healthcare is obsolete. Not enough food to eat, yet our nation is now obese. An appetite for destructive consumption to your deceased. Unquenchable thirst, because success is all that we seek. And then greed blackens your heart, and your soul's the devil's to reap. You revel in your deceit, while I revel in your defeat. Then rebel until you're beat, because your weakness is your conceit. Misery loves company when the future is bleak. Beware of the mark of the beast and the company that you keep. Nation against nation for reasons centuries deep. Fighting until they perish and rest in eternal sleep. Teachers are sexing kids and parents are doing bids for killing their own seeds. That's something I can't conceive. swine flu epidemic a gimmick and man-made? Or a sign of things to come prophesied in the last days? The only thing pandemic today are the sins we crave. Addicted to Hades' gospel of death till you're a slave. If money's the root of evil, then greed must be the seed. Watered by selfishness till it spreads like a disease. Society's in a muck because our leaders we can't trust. Religion like politics filled with hypocrites, greed, and lust. What happened to men of character, faith, and being spiritual? Preachers have turned criminal, promising phony miracles. Read between the syllables, sin is so habitual. Man's punishment's minimal, God's punishment's critical. Atheists may be cynical, following individuals who live their lives based on principles that are biblical. Do the science and math and find out the real truth? It's the pandemic of sin that's the cause of evil we do.
All right, that was Wisdom Supreme out of the Bronx, New York, with his piece called Pandemic of Sin. Again, I want to welcome everybody to Expressive Flavor Step to the Mic. This is a free-for-all in a sense. I just ask that if you call in and do a piece that you don't use offensive language, no offensive topics, and no bashing of any particular groups. Otherwise, I would love to hear from you. I know last week most of the people called in on the second hour, and you know me, I can either talk or I can play a lot of tracks, so I have no problem with that. But I welcome you to call in and spit a piece, or even a hey, if I got a piece of yours and you want me to play it, or you got something that you want to promote, you got a showcase or a book out or whatever, feel free to call in at 347-857-1189. I'm going to bring it back to my hometown, Tiffany Wilson. I'm so looking forward to meeting her. She sent me a message that, you know, one of these Wednesdays when she's got some time, she's definitely going to call in and sing for us. But this is her piece called Happy.
Open wide and all that's awaiting you. It's a good time.
right. That was Miss Tiffany Wilson with her piece, Happy. She's one of the up-and-coming Pacific Northwest artists. I cannot wait to meet her. I love her music. I've got quite a bit of it that I just want to share with the world. I sent her tracks out to the East Coast to be played on one of our sister stations out there, and we'll be sending her tracks to some other stations around the globe. And, you know, for those of you that know me or for those of you that don't know me, I am so proud to rep, you know, Seattle and the Pacific Northwest. We have some amazing talents right here. And, you know, I'm affiliated with many of them. And I'm going to jump into a hip-hop track. This is by one of the artists that's going to be performing at the showcase on June 5th. And he's a dear, dear friend of mine, an amazing young man with some great energy. He just, you know, pumps me up anytime I talk to him on the phone or I see him. You know, he just makes me feel like anything is possible. This is Get 'Em Sec with his piece, Be Easy.
What's up? Get 'Em Sec. I got one thing to say to y'all. Be easy, please hold your noise. I done been through it, I done told you boys. A young vet with a rep to keep intact. You can't put your mouth where my kicks is at. Man, please, I put them boys on mute. I'm always up on the latest state, knowing the scoops is good game. That's what I get to y'all. I'll be there when you stallin' to catch a ball. Far from that dude, you know shoots the rank. I'm not on the block with the super dank. I don't run with cats who be super fake. Yeah, niggas is with it till they chain get yanked. My dude, gang speed without the crank. Dog, you can't follow on an empty tank. My hood homies be the ones to empty eight. But me, in your chest plate, I put the shank. Ain't this a shiznit? I see you hot boys all up in my business. J Gold, SL, I fucks with the physics. Cause most the joke like, knock, knock, who is it? We very serious, don't take us lightly. We far from soft dude, not even slightly. We reciprocate, y'all cats are shiesty. We run game to get you hooked like Nike. Be easy, please hold the noise. I done been through it, I done told you boys. A young vet with a rep to keep intact. You can't put your mouth where my kicks is at. Man, please, I put them boys on mute. I'm always up on the latest state, knowing the scoop is good game. That's what I get for y'all. I'll be there when you stallin' to catch a ball. Radio, feel free to put your boy on blast. The street, feel free to put me up on cash. I leave you hospitalized like this with mass. Cognacs with the triple sec just to splash. Now I'm totally intoxicated. First day on top, when they flop, they hate it. That's a part of the game that we all go through. Me, I go through them levels like that old kung fu. Kick ass, yeah. At the drop of a dime, like a felon in the V now. Drop me a line, I picks up like 52 cars on the floor. In a room full of ladies like we all gon' score. Put the numbers up, can you calculate? Deep breaths for your heart when it palpitates. Come correct in this game or your child gets eight. Me and hip-hop pair art like D-boys in break. Be easy, please hold your noise. I done been through it, I done told you boys. Just vet with a rep to keep intact. You can't put your mouth where my kicks is at. Man, please, I put them boys on mute. I'm always up on the latest state, knowing the scoop is good game. That's what I give to y'all. I'll be there when you stallin' to catch a ball.
All right, that was Get 'Em Sec with his piece called Be Easy. I was talking to my PNC today, LA, and we were laughing and joking. You know, mama's going through menopause and everything. I'll be flipping out sometimes. I try to tell people I'm crazy. Anyway, so we were laughing, and I said, I just need to learn to be easy and breathe easy. And Get 'Em's got a song, another song called Breathe Easy. So, anyway, I love this man dearly. Again, if you're in the Seattle area, I really, really encourage you to get at me at events@flavanews.com. Get 'Em Sec is one of the main features at this particular event, along with Mike Mack in Harlem that you heard me play earlier. And you know what? Why don't I just go ahead and jump in and play a track by the other young man that will be performing that night. So let me scroll down. And find a piece by Jawan LaRue. This is LaRue out of the Pacific Northwest with his piece, rise up.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history.
This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up. When they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up. When they look at me and only see color. Rise up. For the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up. All the caskets that I sold to lay. Rise up. This time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall, rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough, put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
And each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this: to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become.
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Alabama,
rise up.
Louisiana,
rise up.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
I want to welcome everybody who is listening live, to in the chat room, tonight to express your flavor, step to the mic. I am so appreciative of all of you that come out and support what we do on Flavor News radio shows and flavornews.com. You know, you make it worthwhile, you know, in putting out the time and energy for what we do and create to shine the light on indie artists. So Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic is just one of those avenues for you to come and express your flavor. We do have a caller, so let me click on and bring the caller in. Okay, I'm not clicking. It's not clicking. Oh, maybe we. Here we go. Prefix 909, you're on the air with Lady Flavor.
Hey, Flavor. You might remember me.
Hey.
I'm Renaissance the Poet.
Oh,
how you doing?
Renaissance, how are you? I'm good, darling. How are you?
Yeah, I'm amazing. I just happened to
yeah.
catch you on Facebook today.
Okay, so you're going to spin a piece for us?
Well, if you let me, but it sounds like they're doing all music.
No, I'm doing that just because, you know, I'm just playing music. So, no, I want you to spin a piece, Renaissance. Please, come on now.
All right, all right. Well, this one is called Cliffs.
Okay.
Shock. Oh, you want me to go now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Shockwave. Dynamic transistor disposition. My configuration is an audio-visual compilation. My conjunction is that fork in the road sensation, forming a transformation of my obligation to my survival's distillation. Oh, how bland is each part of H2O alone, but together they form a constellation. Twins, simultaneous universal stipulations would keep my psyche focused on those drastic presentations before me, leaving no time for hesitations as the ground is vanishing from beneath my feet in revelation. I see rifts in time, cliffs they be, oblique, enchanting, and mystique, and deathly cold winds cut my bones as these visions come aflame inside me. No death, no life, it's only emptiness in sight. It's fear, it's plight, it's war, so I fight. I fall to die, I saw the sky, no need to cry beyond why I tried to make something, anything, anything out of this nothingness. I see no end, yet here it is, I stand on land again, with the horizon off in the distance and the sun's warmth landing upon my skin. I cry retribution, my translation is purification, gratification is dancing from my heart towards all creation. A teacher's lesson was taught when it was wisdom that I sought. Peep this. Here's what I got. As I rely on others, they rely on me. When I fall, so shall they. This is what I see. This lesson did not come cheap. I have and will heavily reap and coarsely weep as I succumb myself to the valleys approaching this next peak, where I will meet another teacher with another lesson and even deeper wisdom. But if I ever run into that same cliff again, I'll be able to call upon my teacher's wisdom that my decisions will affect the people around me. And these are my cliffs.
Hmm. Wow. Amazing. What was the inspiration for that Renaissance?
Probably almost 10 years ago to the date, I was getting cleaned off of the drugs. And as I was looking at the
okay.
life that I lived, I would disappear from people's lives. And that's what that was about.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very deep and intense, and I think it's a good message. I think it's something that a lot of us can relate to in many ways. And, you know, the choices in our life, I think it not only affects us, you know, it affects those that are around us and love and care for us. And so I appreciate that. You know, I know when it comes to writing poetry or spoken word to even, you know, musical pieces and, you know, like I talk about my dear friend Kula, who's an artist, you know, a visual artist. They
mm-hmm.
all tell stories, you know, and a lot of it just stems from something in a person's life. So I really appreciate you sharing that piece. I play your track, you know, September Rain, you know, all the time on the show. So I'm so excited that you would call in. And you need to send me more tracks. I need more tracks from my Pacific Northwest spoken word artist. I do, you know, because I'm not out there in a physical, you know, building anymore to put, you know, to show my support that way. But, man, I love repping the Pacific Northwest Renaissance, and I've got, you know, people from all over the world that come and shows and listen to the archives of the shows. And, yeah, I need more pieces from you. I've been trying to get Six Deep to send me, well, actually call, I don't know, I have to take that back. Six Deep did send me some pieces. I'm trying to get him to call into the show, too, just like Alvin and Verbal Oasis. And I don't know if you know Carl Kennedy, but he's called into the show and spit and stuff like that. So I really appreciate you calling in. So now, are you still hosting an open mic?
I am hosting an open mic. Matter of fact, I do two now.
Okay, so you need to give out that information.
So for all of those who are interested on the Saturday night event, I host an event called the Cornerstone Open Mic and Artist Showcase every first Saturday of the month at 8 p.m. at a venue called the Fair Gallery and Cafe, 1351 East Olive Way on Capitol Hill. It's a hip-hop deal, and there's a live band that plays every night from about 11 o'clock until about closing. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And the other one is
what about
the
other one you said that you do?
It's called the Couple Flow Open Mic, and it's held at the same venue, except it's every last Monday of the month, and that one's pretty much completely open to
okay.
So it's the people that come that make the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
A lot
I think
of fun.
You should send me some. I think you should send me some information or flyers to Lady Flava at flavanews.com. And then I can post it on my website, and I can post it in my newsletter so I can help you spread the word, you know, to the people right here in our hometown.
Yeah, we'll do.
I continuously, you know, I'm old, forgetful, renaissance, you know, and I try to stay up on everything that, you know, comes my way or whatever. But I've been getting asked a lot recently about open mics in Seattle, and I'm just, like, so clueless to where they are or where, you know, they're staying. You know, like, there are places that I've known, turns out that they're no longer doing it there. So I would really, really appreciate you, you know, email me some information so that I can, you know, help spread the word. Because I appreciated you, you know, when you've come out to Flava Coffee House and just, you know, knowing you on MySpace and now on Facebook and, you know, for you to share, you know, with me when I reached out to you on MySpace. I so appreciate that. I'm serious. You need to send me some other tracks or any of the Pacific Northwest people you know that have MP3s. Tell them, you know, get with me so that I can share, you know, them with the people that listen to the Flava News show. So do you by chance want to spit another piece?
Sure. I can spit another piece. I only have one in mind. It's a little bit longer than the other one, though.
That's all right. This is a 2-hour show, so we're good.
Okay, well then, this one's called Static Evolution. And it's about having writer's block in a few different formats. Static evolution was begun to end, and no path will lend a single red cent, save the path that the fool was bent. But when a point it will bend, make loop and resend, energy back to the point it began. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Our karma set forth, what we doeth we must. We must or kill us, but kill us it must. Because our time was spent exhausting the vent, and thus the lender that lent, the owner of debt, the blessing of breath, has made an investment and expect what's been pent to flood in the scent of profits. Prophetically vised, division revised, rewritten, comprised, assorted, devised, and neatly surmised and categorized, story your prize. But demise was quite simply put, a token to all that which has been spoken. Now back at the fulcrum, power was stolen. Less life to be lived than was told them. A promise unfilled with actions to build and be chosen. Then woven into every concern explosive. The tongue is a powerful weapon, but curses and blessings created a mess in the mind and the body was stolen. Just nobody knows it. Thought that road would be golden. But loathing a cold-hearted notion. See, holding back the truth of emotion, the channel's now frozen and swollen. Yet at some point in the life of a poet finds himself in a rut. Complacent, grown stagnant, erasing from memory where times went. A record that's scratched, reliving a phrase that cannot see past, is the same as a writer who's taxed on his, vexed on a topic, acute, microscopic, translucent, the answer, no power to stop it. The logic unsound, it could be psychotic, playing that record on scratch till I've got it. The feeling on top of is nearly narcotic, searching through bones on optic, atomic, vibration, symphonic, revealing the object is not to exist on a plane of all sight yet. Which brings us full circle to the point where it's chronic. Now, a poet may quit when faced with his onset, an onslaught of dead ends are still not gone yet, but like a good writer, the depth of a subject is seen as this talent to subvert and erect. It's almost a precept to learn from the last set, come to conclusions, assimilate knowledge in the midst of the wreckage as record skips message. These hopeless of questions can fill in the vestige of poet's intentions to finish the best writs, yet life continues to push right on forth, not waiting for us to make it all work. See, dreams are the theme, but the Garden of Eden is a mystical theme, and the city Atlantis is the grandest landmass, is to be sought and not to be seen. Outlandish. But all that I mean is the reaches at hand with, should I choose and I'd have it. But somewhere we get lost thinking our dreams are forsaken, and what cumbersome damage has wrecked with this havoc, what troublesome stanzas has surfaced and landed is that the left and the right are now faceless. And though they still hold the spaces in our minds, should we take them when we know the unanimous, inanimate ends devoid of profitable options leaves the poet stuck lacking homeostasis? For this day and age ain't far from the places of ancient, not far from the slave ship, the whip, the cage, and these cases are no longer adjacent to these days of minimum wages. They are the same shit. Can't escape this tasteless pace of changes, aimless phrases, written phrases, dead in silence, by its ages, wasting souls pent. And this waste is piled on shoulders, pounding hold up, nowhere right to turn left. Can't escape this spaceship. No, I don't belong here. But how to get a hold of those gods I hope are up there, I don't know yet. See, dreams are fading quick, from traces to traceless. Chase this end to its endless ends and find myself there. The unstoppable force tunneling through the immovable object. And I'm about to stop at my forgotten prophets, reliving topics to stethoscope to heart harmonics. You see, the heart is, of course, the hardest instrument, the tune or mimic. But once it's accomplished and accomplished with lyrics, a story unfolds and fades into focus. The laborious journey of a poet whose gun stick on project and sees it through to its finish. No matter how long, it's the product's importance. You see, there is an end to the wastings of a writer's frustrations, where those frustrations are exchanged for a day's picking the altars of genius, where all meanings are found, statements are sound, and an era of quest is given some closure as a linear thought is now known to be round. For it begins where it ends, and ends where it begins. And thus was my static evolution.
Wow. Now I have a question before I really make a comment. Do you have that piece memorized by chance?
Yeah, I'm in a parking lot at a Dick's restaurant in Seattle.
That is absolutely amazing. You know, the delivery and everything and how clever it was, you know, when you talk about, you know, the scratch of the record or whatever, I was like, okay, is there something wrong with my phone? That was so creative. So what was the inspiration for that renaissance?
So one style of writer's block is when you sit down with a pen and paper and nothing comes out. And another style of writer's block for me is when I write the same thing over and over again because I haven't been able to come to a conclusion about it. And so those were the two formats of writing writer's block. And another one where I would always get pinched at was life was going in the same place, and I kept winding up in the same place over and over again, and I couldn't get out of it. And writing helped me to get through that with music and with poetry. And so that was the inspiration of having growth through not moving. Static evolution.
Okay. That's deep. I'm glad that I asked, you know, because sometimes we assume, and because we're the listeners or we're the fans, we hear certain things. I have this conversation all the time with, you know, people that I'm around. You could be in a room with, you know, five other people listening to a spoken word artist or reading the same book, and we walk away, you know, taking different things from what we've experienced. So I appreciate your willingness to share with us, you know, the inspiration behind your two pieces. We do have another caller on the line, so I want to bring them in. I want to see if they'll give some input of what they heard. And I think I'm going to actually read a piece to Renaissance. So do you want to stay on the line, or you want me to mute you, or you want to hang out, whatever?
you're good. However you wanna do it.
Okay, so I'll leave your mic open right quick and bring in the next caller. Caller from the 206-295. You're on the air with Renaissance the Poet and Lady Flavor.
What's up, Lady Flavor? This is your boy LaRue. And I really what's happening?
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, Renaissance. This is Javon LaRue. He's one of the artists that's going to be performing in the hip-hop showcase that I'm part of hosting in June. I'm so excited.
Wow, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah, it's going to be real nice.
So, LaRue, did you hear any of Renaissance piece?
Yeah, I did. And I really liked it. I mean, the wordplay was just, it was crazy. I mean, I was like, woo. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of caught the
middle of it, so I didn't get the whole grasp of the story. But, man, definitely you're a writer. I can see you're a writer.
Yeah. That one was intentionally written to be playful with the words, so far as the spoken word community is concerned up here.
Okay. I like.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Y'all good?
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, I want to give him props. I mean, that was heat. I like that.
Thank you.
So I played, you know, one of the pieces that Renaissance has sent me, you know, on my shows. And I tell people all the time, you know, LaRue, I want to push you guys so tough, you know, because we have listeners from all around the globe that, you know, tune into the Flavor News radio shows. And so, you know, I'm encouraging Renaissance to send me some more tracks and all. And, you know, I'm excited that you called tonight, you know, because I'm hoping that you're going to do some freestyle or spit one of your pieces on the show, LaRue.
Yeah, I got you. You know, and my apologies for calling, you know, three shows later. You know, I was supposed to call you the first time, and it just so happened. And no, it was funny because I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, okay, 7:30. You know, I gotta call the show. Sure enough, I look at the clock again and it's 9, and I'm like, oh, I missed it. And then the second show, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, you know, it's like I was set on calling in. I already had my piece.
I know
everything.
Thank
you. And then the second time,
thank you.
I fully support you, and I love what, you know what I'm saying, what you do, and I fully support you in anything you do.
So I know.
Go ahead. Oh yeah, I mean, I was gonna say the second time I had a studio session. So again,
I understand. I'll forgive you. You know, you live close by. We'll hunt you down. You know, somehow. I appreciate you taking the time tonight. And do me a favor, when you get off the line, will you like call Yidam, because he's blowing up my phone while the show's going on. I can't answer the phone, you know, while I'm talking on my show. And I had texted him earlier today to say, you know, my show's from 7 to 8. So anyway, before you spit a piece, I'm going to read a poem I wrote.
Oh, I would love to hear
that. I don't do this. So, you know, I'll read a piece, you know, for the two of you. And this piece and I don't write regularly, so this is very old, but I'm going to call this my signature piece. I wrote this maybe like 2 years ago for some hip-hop artists that I was working with out of Baltimore and Lincoln, Illinois. And we were doing a project, and they had an online radio show, and they're like, Flava, you need to call, and you need to try to write a piece, you know, and this and that. So this is, you know, so mind you, I'm not a writer, so I'm not like the two of you, you know, but this is my piece. It's called You Penetrate My Soul.
Okay,
you penetrate my soul with words, the smoothness of your voice, closing my eyes, feeling the vibe of the tones touching my ears, traveling to my inner self, my soul. You penetrate my soul as the rise and fall of your song tells me a story of you, of me, of we, or he, or she, taking me at times into myself or places I've never seen before. You penetrate my soul, challenging my mind, causing me to remember the pains of a forgotten time, seeing pictures of sadness, holding hands with a forgotten loved one, grasping on for dear life, wanting to be saved while needing to be saved myself. You penetrate my soul. I don't know you in person, but you have touched me. bringing tears of joy, causing death or rebirth, pushing me to be better, knowing me when you don't know me at all. And yes, you come to me through your words. Yes, I know you. You penetrate my soul. My poet friend, painting pictures of beauty with your words, describing love or sexual energy, causing my eyes to roll up into my head, longing for your touch. The touch of your words over and over and over again. Never take them away from me, for you are my true passion. You give me life. You penetrate my soul. I feed off your rhythm or rhymes, allowing me to sit here, hear you, see into you as you see into me, and you don't even know me, or do you? I dance, we dance, as the flow is shared, causing my movements to increase and decrease, inflections hitting the right spot, and I stop. Not because your words came to an end, but because you penetrate my soul. You penetrate my soul, and at that moment, at that special time, we became one. From your words, of your soul sharing, feeling, growing, learning, loving, you, my poet friend, you penetrated my soul, and at that moment, we did become one. You penetrate my soul with words, tools of rhythm and rhyme, inflections and tones, a song, a story, telling of you, of me, of we, and I thank you. I really, really thank you, my poet friend, for penetrating my soul today and always. So that's my piece.
Oh,
wow.
Nice. Very nice.
That disclaimer didn't belong in there. I'm not a writer.
Yeah, for real.
I want to write like you.
Oh,
now,
please.
What was that?
Oh,
what,
please.
What gave you the...
My inspiration?
Inspiration, yeah, to write that.
Okay. My inspiration for writing this was because of you guys. You know, the artists that come into my life, and because I've been connected with artists all across the globe, you know, for about the last 5 years, you know, I never have seen them, you know, in person. I mean, a few have come to Seattle, and I've been blessed, you know, with being able to meet them in person, but most of them I don't know in person. So I either take what it is that I receive over the internet or something is mailed to me, and I appreciate that. And, you know, when I had my coffee shop, Flava Coffee Shop, you know, that was where, you know, the doors were open for me to have and grow this passion of mine for the arts. And so it just, it came from, you know, you guys, you amazing people that have come into my life in person, you know, and over the internet as to why I am who I am and you know, the birth of Lady Flava. So you guys penetrate my soul.
That is beautiful.
That is beautiful. And I really appreciate you even more now.
What would we do without you?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I mean,
we
really, us as artists, you know what I mean, we really wish that more people were like you, you know what I mean, that took the time to actually listen to our art and, you know what I mean, support what we do and you know, to know that it's, you know, that you're passionate about doing that, it's just, it means a lot, I know, to me. I mean, it makes me want to, you know, go back to my lab and work even harder. So, I mean, I really do appreciate you, and I thank you.
No, well, I thank you, too. I think, you know, Renaissance has performed on my stage at Flava Coffee House, you know.
Oh, okay.
And
I missed that. That was one of my most favorite open mics.
And then, you know, and then Renaissance hosts two open mics here in Seattle at the Fair Gallery Cafe. You know, so, you know, I think it's cool that, you know, the two of you, you know, called in around the same time so that you can meet because, you know, LaRue is a hip-hop artist here in Seattle, you know, doing some big things, you know, and he and I are directly working together on projects. And so I really appreciate the two of you. And again, for those of you that are listening live and in the chat rooms and are in Seattle, Washington, Jawan LaRue, Yidam Sek, Mike Mack in Harlem, Lady Flava and Ejo Arts Media Group, we're putting on a hip-hop showcase June 5th. So if you want more information, get at me at events@flavanews.com. I can't wait, LaRue.
You
just don't know. And I played one of your pieces earlier because this was a nice surprise that you called in. But I played one of your pieces and one of Yidam's and, you know, Mike Mack in Harlem because I want people to, you know, start. You know, I'm excited. I'm glad we're out there pumping it now. So
yeah,
with that said, my dear friend, you gonna spit for us, LaRue?
I got you. And, you know, it's like, you know, just to give the people a little understanding of me, like, I'm not necessarily a spoken word artist, but, you know, I'm very passionate about the lyrics. I write down and I rehearse and, you know, spit out. So, you know, at times it may seem, some things may seem harsh, but, you know, everything has meaning, and I hope you enjoy it. So you want me to go ahead?
All right. Yes, I do, my dear friend.
Okay. So, hey, yo, sit back, relax, catch your contact. I got them raw raps to make them fall back. I'm right here to draw that. I'm spitting all facts, infernal burning, what you call that? Offset evidence inside the booth, nobody saw that. Because MCs fall flat like I just let the hammer loose. Verbally shoot, I'm right ahead of the troops. Hit instead of the goose. 206 represent filled with heavy recruits. This time we get in the deuce. The long-awaited underrated makes his way to the stoop. On the top block, painting number one for the victory. The century is mine, you're out of time to get rid of me. My style lasts infinity while y'all all temps. If you look up in the sky, you'll see a vision of him. Clark Kent, switching the fit with L on my chest. Switching the shift with an L on my breath. You can smell when I left. How dare y'all slept. And that's kind of like just a piece of where, you know, at times of my aggression at being an artist and people not listening to my lyrics. And that's one thing is being an MC is, you know, you get frustrated with people not listening. You know, and then here's another one. I'm the chosen one. I pulled the sword from the stone. I'm undisputed like Wesley on this microphone. I'm the law. I work undercover. I'm a dead man walking in the dark trying to find the others. And it don't matter the color because my peace ain't selfish. My lyrics swim in your blood and leak out shellfish. I spit hotter than the ozone layer and take it back to Cadillacs and Fozo players. French spray, khaki suits, and low pro gators. We buy it from the streets because we don't know no tailors. Look, switch the sweets, get gutted the most. I spread all around the world so I butter your toast. And I clutter your coast. Come on, I ain't no rookie. I'm a vet in the game like the Keebler Elf cookies. If you out for the fame, then you can't play hooky. We travel alone. We don't phone no bookies. Those are just two little pieces of mine. Wasn't freestyle.
You got punchlines, man.
And those aren't even, I kind of didn't, I censored some of them. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
I had to do some of that too.
But that's definitely, I'm definitely not just strictly a punchline artist. You know what I mean? But I do, you know, as, you know, popularity goes, you know, people like the punchlines catch, you know, people's attention, clever lines, blah, 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 you know.
What's up, man?
I know.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to split. I got some business to take care of. I wonder how to spell LaRue so I can look you up.
Oh, okay. It's L-A-R-U-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and if you look me up on YouTube or a lot of the things, you know, because there's a couple of rules, you know, just put a 206 behind it. Like if you Google LaRue 206, you know, you'll find some stuff.
Okay. Once I get a hold of you, I'll look you up, man.
Okay.
We'll get connected.
Okay.
Yes.
Renaissance, before you hang up, I just want to tell you something too. I don't know if you're aware, but on July 10th, I'm hosting a indie artist showcase, indie artist grant foundation fundraiser for my 50th birthday.
Yes.
So if you're wanting to come and get on the mic at my showcase, you're more than welcome.
Oh, I'm all over it.
What's up with you guys?
So it's get them. Okay.
I'm
How
sorry.
Did you
I
pop in?
Man, I had to yank Rue's phone from his ear. I said, Flav's not picking up the phone. I'm trying to show, you know, get involved in this radio show. I done flaked on her twice, and she's not picking up the phone. So Rue's been out here yakking it up, and I know why the line is busy, so I had to yank the phone from her.
So Renaissance, I know that you need to hang up and go take care of your business. I appreciate you, darling, for calling in and spitting for us and sharing some time. You are welcome to come back anytime, you know, on a Wednesday, you know, when I have my online open mic. And definitely I do want to extend, you know, the invitation to come spit on my mic for my 50th birthday on that we're celebrating at the Woodshed on July 10th.
Okay. I'll get all the rest of the information. I'm going to link up with you.
Okay. All right. Well, you take care. Thank you so much for blessing the mic tonight.
Thanks, Lady Flavor.
All right, darling. Good night.
Bye-bye.
So we got Yidam on the line now?
What's up, y'all? What's up to the world?
Okay. So I know I was like, LaRue, can you, like, call Yidam and tell him he's blowing up my phone in the middle of the show?
I didn't know that. I thought you had, like, another phone on deck or something that you – or a switchboard or something. I didn't know. I just was like, let me keep calling.
at least LaRue texted me during the show so I could, text him back because I think there's a way of doing the shows from Skype, and I have Skype, so I just need to learn how to do that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen that are listening to Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic, this is hip-hop artist Yidam Zek. So what you got to say for yourself, Yidam?
Man, I got a lot to say. What's the topic? We got a theme here, or we just busting?
We are busting. I am asking that people, you know, watch the language and no bashing of any particular groups. We've been letting people know on this show that, you know, you guys are going to be performing at a hip-hop showcase that Flavor News is involved in on June 5th. So I'm telling people to get at me at events@flavornews.com if they want more information. So if you want to speak on the event, go ahead, speak on the event, and you definitely can, you know, spit for us, too.
All right. And the event is, it's a mixer, so we're going to have people from the music industry. We're going to have people from different, all types of different mediums. We're going to have the media there. We're going to give the people a showcase. We're going to launch some new records. We're going to introduce people to some new outlets just as far as where they can go and get the lowdown on the town and the scoop and stay up on top of things. So we got some good things in the mix. We got Mike Mack in Harlem, who we're introducing. We got myself on the bill. We got LaRue, who's also rocking. It is an event sponsored by Lady Flavor and FlavorNews.com, along with your dope-ass production provided by Inye Wokoma with Ijo Arts. So it's going to be live, man. I highly encourage people to keep an ear out for that one and, you know, go hard. So with that, yeah, I'll bust the keys for you guys.
Okay,
so
please do.
Check this out. So it goes like this. It goes, best believe me, dude, I keep this stock game shark. From pennies, pounds, francs to Deutschmarks, rupees, euros to Japanese yen, fair exchange with my Chinese friends, Mr. International, holy crap. Like Louisiana levees, you can't hold me back. The second coming of Katrina, I blow shit down, I come hard, but still got them soulful sounds. Catch big up and dap me, they nose is brown, I'm on fire. Somebody try to hose me down. Kevin Costner, water world foes get drowned. You come here, you got to speak the code of the town. We got niggas running wild with their Broadway posses, blowing nickel bags of funk because they Grammy nominees. These funny mother think they kings of comedy. If they can't keep it real, get the from around me. What's up, y'all? Yidam Zek, one time blessing the Flavor Show.
So Yidam Zek, are you gonna spill any of your other information this evening?
Oh yeah, I got plenty of info for the people, man. I just launched the website, yidamzek.com, spelled YIRIMSEK.com. I highly encourage people to become a part of the SecNet There is future benefits and perks that come with that. Go check out the site, listen to some good music, watch some videos, sign up for the mailing list so you can stay on top of things and what's happening in the 206. So, you know, that's where it's at right now. But the radio show is be followed by, I will be launching a blog come June 5th at the event that we're not, you know, speaking about, but keep your ears open for that one too. But June 5th, that will be launched, blog from Cypher to Cyberspace. It's going to be dope. That's also going to be proceeded, by the radio show, which you, Lady Flav, I am so thankful to have met you. Lady Flav here will be helping me with that one also. So we're just trying to keep the town fresh and flavorful, introduce people outside of the city to what's happening in Seattle. I think it's all drowsy and, you know, I don't know what they want to call it. But, yeah, people think the city's slow, but that's not the case. We got really big things popping up here. We got a lot of talented artists coming out of here. So, you know, we're trying to give, you know, get that maximum exposure. That's where we're at.
Definitely. And I have to tell you, Yidam, and I don't know if LaRue can hear me, but I got hit up by the show in Chicago, and they wanted some more of you guys' sound, you know, out there. They asked, you know, people are loving, you know, the Pacific Northwest sound. So, you know, she was posting, she wished she could be, they saw me post something for Black Sax, and they're like, man, I wish I could be there so I could, you know, experience them in person. So, it, you know, the music is not just being heard, you know, right here on Flavor News in Seattle, Washington. You know, I have a following, you know, across the globe, you know, into Germany and into London, and you know, people are digging what I'm playing, and I really appreciate that. I know sometimes if people come and check out the chat room and it looks small, trust me, the listenership that are listening live that don't log in is great. And even better than that, the people that come back and listen to the archives of any of the Flavor News shows are absolutely, absolutely amazing. So before anything else is said, I do want to give my love and appreciation to all of you that come out and support the shows that I do. I do about 4 to 5 shows a week, all featuring, you know, a variety of indie artists. Javon LaRue and Yidam Seck, two of the artists that I work with personally. You know, I'm working on this showcase with them, and I'm so excited. Who would have ever thought 2 years ago Lady Flavor would be involved with hip-hop artists, let alone putting on a hip-hop showcase? So I cannot wait. So again, everybody, you need to find out, excuse me, more about this particular Launch 2.0 Let's Connect featuring, you know, Yidam Seck, LaRue, and Mike Mack in Harlem. Presented to you by Flavor News and Ijo Arts Media Group. So I do have another caller on the line I'm going to bring in. I don't know if you want to stay on the phone, Yidam. Did you want to stay on the line?
Yeah, I'll stay on the line. Go ahead.
Okay. So let me bring in the next caller. Okay, caller from the 206-240. You're on the line with Yidam Seck and Lady Flavor.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm good. I knew it was you. I'm so excited. You know, I'm going to cry because, you know, when Carl called the show, I started boo-hooing on him. But everybody, this is Mr. Romantic Blues himself, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. I miss him dearly, and he was one of the people that held me down big, big time at Flavor Coffee House. So, Alvin, so thank you so much for calling into the show.
You know, I've been wanting to come by. And I can use the excuse that life is busy, but, you know, I want to come by and support you. And I just have to be on Facebook, and I see that your show is going. I said, stop what I'm doing. Let me come on by and say hi and let you know that, you know, I'm thinking about you, love you, and I'm glad to see you doing your thing.
I appreciate that, Alvin. I appreciate it. And I play your tracks, too. And I should have given you a call because I wanted you to know that people in South Carolina are really digging your stuff. I didn't ask permission, but I've been sending your tracks out to different shows across the United States. And South Carolina actually called me, and they're like, we need more of Alvin's stuff because my listeners are digging it. So I just wanted you to know that. I don't know if you... Hey, you know, I may not be out there in person where you guys see me, you know, but trust me, the people who held me down at Flavor Coffee House in North Seattle, that's where my heart really is. And, you know, like I said, I mean, that brings back emotions, you know, for me and stuff. But, Alvin, are you going to spit for us?
I can.
I want you to.
Okay, let me... give me a quick second. Let me think what I want to do here. All right, hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to do a piece called The Deep Blue Water. Knowing things run deeper than the blue of the water at the dockside, I have chosen to dive deeper than you can see from the surface. For most, they fear the unknown of not knowing the unknown. They say, I have what I need, I have what I want, and personally, I'm doing fine. Do they really believe that they say something just to defy the face of the act of the unknown? The unknown is the truth. They avoid the truth, so they run. They won't jump in. They won't dip their toes in the water. I do know that most skim the surface of information and wanting the mental waves not to get rough. Me? I have dipped my toes in the deep water of knowledge, and yes, the water was cold. Until my mental waves flowed through my pen and made the water boil, I did not drown from the onslaught of realizations. There are treasures in the history of understanding my past, present, and future. There is no pain or injury I cannot survive from if I know the truth. Yet, I could have lost my sense of humor, but I did not. It did not jade me. I did not let it blade me. The truth has opened many seas and oceans. See, I look beyond the surface. This is where you can truly find the fine art of living and wanting and having and achieving. Doing fine is a comfort of knowing you can swim ashore from the deep water of knowing. The words we say float on and drift on, so I scribe what I say, even though some will remember my voice. Words carved in stone, letters etched in lead, thoughts flow in ink can last forever. Can my history I share with you be remembered? Yes. So dive with me. Believe you will resurface with a life worth living and sharing. But most only know the lies that live on the surface. Help yourself and dive under.
Wow. Wow. That one's kind of, you know, it's a different flavor than what I know from you, you know. So I'm really digging that. I mean, because I know, you know, back in the day, maybe still
back
now, you're known as the erotic, you know, poet and this and that. But that's amazing. What was the inspiration for that, Alvin?
You know, dealing with this political climate that we live in now, and people choose to know only so much and actually choose to know hardly anything, and they choose for others to tell them what they should know, and they're living lies. And I just want people to always be aware of what's going on around them, but don't let people tell you what to think. You know, if you're tuning into that AM radio with that man screaming his conservative talk, telling those lies, you're turning into that Fox network, or any of these other networks, or these editorial people who tear into things for just because. Some of it is racially based. Some of it is based in their own morality. And I just want people to get their heads screwed on right and think about other options. You don't have to agree with me, and we can have an honest debate, and you might make me see your point. But if you're screaming and hollering at me with BS, and I can see through it, I choose to go under and find the realizations of real truth.
I know that you're one that you know, there's so much more to you than, you know, just the writer and the poet. And, you know, and I've noticed some of the things that you have been posting on Facebook. I love Facebook. You love Facebook, Alvin?
I'm digging it. You know, it gives me an outlet when I take a break from writing and I get to see people, other people's opinions and stuff. It has its negatives, too, you know, being an erotic, romantic writer. A certain amount of people come my way I have to run from, but, you know.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I mean, you know what? I think you've had to do that for a long time, so, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure.
Serious, but I have to, you know.
Everybody, leave Alvin alone. Leave him alone. Be nice, but no, I think what I like about Facebook versus MySpace, I feel like it's more interactive and personal.
It is.
You know, because you can see more immediate responses from people. And I swear, Alvin, when I went on Facebook, it really was on a personal level, you know, to connect with family and friends. You know,
right.
And I had, excuse me, and I had told myself I didn't want any more than 200 friends. And I'm like, and I honestly spend time deleting people because I'm like, who are you and what is your purpose, you know, being on my page? And I know there are people, because of what I do, say, oh, Flavor, you need to get more and more people on there because, you know, if you got, you know, 800 people, maybe 40 people are really paying attention to you, but you get 3,000 people, you know, maybe you'll get 100 people paying attention. And then, I mean, I totally understand some of their reasoning, but I miss that kind of one-on-one, you know, interaction with people. And if I got tons of people on there, I don't really know them, you know, and what
I think between there is a little of a difference between what you and I are doing, because I have products, books, CDs, that I have to deal with a certain amount of people, or maybe I don't choose to, but I have to be open to that they want to purchase what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually end up with people on my page that, you know, they can bother me, they can not be sincere, but I have to be open to that they may want to support me. And so
right.
There is that part that is a problem. And I like, you know, over 1,500 of the people of my nearly 4,000 are people who have bought my book. And, you know,
okay.
And they are real supportive. You know, they're always reading my poetry and they're having me do things for them. As you can tell, I've gotten into a little video type situation that I'm doing some mini movie type situation. So that's kind of opened up for me. And so. I have to take X amount of people in because of what I do as an author and a poet and spoken word. And, you know, I was just back down in Vegas, you know, you know, on the 1st. So, you know,
okay.
I'm doing some things. And, yes, I have opened up to going on the mic and doing a little more political stuff mixed with my romantic, erotic stuff, just depending where I'm at. And I always have. I've always had those things, but people have always wanted, you know, most of the time, which, you know, in Flavor Coffee House, they
right.
wanted to hear, you know, what romantically what I had to say. And you know, I had a great time doing that. So, you know, and I'll never turn away from that. And so before I go, I'll do you a slightly romantic, erotic piece.
Uh-oh.
But I'll keep it so that, you know, that if there's any 21-year-olds or under, they can handle it.
But, and, you know, just remember, you know, I'm your friend, you know, so it's just like, it feels like, you know, if it gets me twitching or something, you know, that feels like incest or something, you know. So anyway, go ahead.
Don't go there. All right.
All right.
Here's a piece for you. The curve of her arch. The slow turn of her heel, straps of leather turn me on. She turns me out as I lick the tips of her five toes as a cat licks his paw. Nice and slow, I look up the long, shapely flow, calf, knees, thighs, posterior, sensuous lines. She's lying, spreading, round, just wide enough, just like I want.
I choose one leg, and I run my tongue from the bottom of her foot toward the inside of her ankle and up behind her knee to her thigh. My eyes are open wide. My nose flares and draws in her womanly goodness and all her womanly sense. My lips get there, and I kiss. She feels my kiss like there is nothing better. I keep kissing her high and low and in. I start back down the other thigh. I reach and touch where my lips have been as I travel to where I started. It's only the other curve of her arch and the tips of her other five toes.
Oh, are you done?
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought, you know, that part of you back out. I haven't heard, you know, anything like that in a very long time, so. Yes, I'm woman. Hear me roar. Sometimes I have to be reminded of that. Thank you so much for that piece, Alvin. So now you got to hear two sides of my dear friend, Alvin Lloyd Alexander, or known by many as Mr. Romantic Blues. So, Alvin, tell people where they can find out about you and your books and your CDs and, you know, where you might be performing or whatever.
Well, I've been doing a little traveling, doing performing, and that's really nice. I've been invited to quite a few venues lately where I take my stand-up bass and I play behind them poets and do my thing. I've actually played behind a couple of hip-hop artists behind my stand-up bass, kind of like doing the Gil Scott-Heron thing, and that's been going pretty good. People can reach me at alvinhorn.com. Or it's the same website, romanticblues.com. So Alvin Horn or romanticblues.com. And come onto my website. There's lots of things to read and hear and see. Interaction on my website. I got a beautiful website. There's lots of things that you can get involved in and check out my work. Of course, you can catch me on Facebook. Come on through. If you want to purchase my books, you know, you can hit me up on my website, or you can do me at Amazon, and stay in tune and check me out. And you can always contact Lady Flavor. She knows how to get a hold of me, and I'll be back.
Thank you so much, Alvin, for coming by. I mean, you just don't know how much this means to me that you would, you know, come to my show and spit on my mic, Cyberspace Live. But I'm going to try not to cry, so I just want you to know that I do love you and that I do miss you, and I watch you, and I'm very proud of the things that you're doing and you're continuing to do, and, you know, how you're evolving and all of that. And so I hope one day soon to be driving again and, you know, be able to come out, and I want to come see you on your boat. I want to sit and see that beautiful view again. So
yeah,
I hope to be able to get out of the house. So anyway, thank you so much, Alvin, for calling in. Did you want to stay on the line, or do you want to
hang out
in the chat room? Or
got to run.
Okay, baby.
But I told myself I was going to come by and saw you on Facebook, said I'm going to do it right now. So I'm glad to come by and see you.
All right. Thank you so much, Alvin. So you take care. And I hope to be able to see you one day soon.
I hope so too, dear.
All right, baby. Good night.
Good night.
All right. That was my dear friend, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, Mr. Romantic Blues. He is, excuse me, I'm having allergy issues. You can see, like, the pollen floating around outside the windows, and it is affecting my throat. But you can find out more about Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, as he said, at romanticblues.com or alvinhorn.com. He is the author of a beautiful, beautiful book called Brush Strokes. He not only is an author and spoken word artist, but he is also a musician. And he has a beautiful, beautiful stand-up bass that he's had since, you know, back in the days of high school. And he plays six-string bass. He can play the keyboards. I mean, he's just multiple multi-talented. So anyway, I want to thank Renaissance, who's also performed on my stage at Flavor Coffee House. I want to thank Jawan LaRue and Yidam Sek for coming out tonight and spitting live on the mic. I'm so excited because those two young men, I'm really excited about working with and doing some things in person. Excuse me. So, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and play a piece by another artist that Alvin knows very well and who's also performed on my stage at Flavor Coffee House. And I'm going to play one of his signature pieces, Melancholy Whisper by Six Deep the Messenger.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, spreading doubt in my ears, watching from a distance, then pouncing on my fears, telling me I can't make it, so why even try? Stay down here with me and we'll have ourselves a good cry. Don't really want to listen, but my self-esteem is weak, and these damnable whispers paint a picture so bleak. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers making me think that I'm no good, sowing seeds of mistrust for self, saying I can't do what once I could. That little devil on my shoulder says, look, the world's a mess. Why bother trying to save them? They won't care. Why should you stress? Sometimes I can see just giving in, just letting go, just letting them win. But inside my mind I know that not trying is the biggest sin. So this path I'm on is where I stay.
I must stay on the path.
Even if the whispers never go away. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, slashing at my will. No rest even though I'm weary, because the wicked never stay still. I'm here to make a change. Some laugh at me, some scheme on me, some look at me like I'm strange. But I am blessed by the Almighty, and I will endure despite the strain. What don't kill you makes you stronger. Somebody told me that a while ago. Anything worth having must be strived for. I learned that a long time ago. No matter the obstacles, no matter the words and utterings of the naysayers, I will accomplish what I came here for. And these melancholy whispers will haunt me no more. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, do your best.
I won't be swayed. I am here to lead us back to the path from which we have strayed. My spirit, my heart, my mind, my body, strong to endure the fight. My inner eye is open to lead those blinded to sight. The power of healing is guides me in my quest and gives me the courage to handle any test. I come as a warrior for all my brothers and sisters. So do your worst. Say what you will. I won't be stopped by melancholy whispers.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress feeding on my pain. Sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers.
All right, that was 60th the Messenger with his track called Melancholy Whispers. He's another spoken word artist out of the Pacific Northwest, you know, busy doing his own thing, generally doing some open mics and hosting open mics down in the Tacoma area of the state of Washington. So another amazing, you know, artist that I know in person. I want to jump across to another coast, and this is going to be a piece by a wonderful, you know, young man that is doing well and pretty well known out there on the East Coast. His name is Darian. He's an R&B singer. He's been, categorized, but he's been compared to Stevie Wonder and artists like that. But this is Darian with his track, All That I Am.
All that I am is because of the way that it was, because you treated me so right. All that I am is a cup that you
of one that is
All right, that was All That I Am by Darian out of New York, New York. He wrote that piece for his mother, and he actually sent that to me, knowing that I normally do a Sunday show so that I could play that piece on Mother's Day. I did not do a show, but I definitely wanted to make sure that I played it. You can find out more about Darian at his manager's website at www.righteousmusicmedia.com. And he's doing some great things. He recently was in a competition, and I'll need to check with his manager, Miles Anthony, to see if he won it or not. But the last time I checked, he was in the lead, and it was a competition for an indie artist to open up for Chaka Khan. So I'm hoping that he still continued to be in the lead and that he was chosen to do that. I want to play a piece by another artist out of the Pacific Northwest. She did this piece with a group of musicians that goes by the name of Big Will Breaks, and the piece is called Patient.
I will miss your lips, I'll miss your kiss.
right. That was Patient by one of the most amazing live band groups here out of Pacific Northwest that goes by the name of Big World Breaks. I had them on a few months back as a feature, and the things that I learned, it was just amazing. You know, again, I'm so proud to rep the Pacific Northwest. We've got great, great talents out here that I want to share with all of you, all of you, just as I want to share, you know, the talents of you guys, you know, in other parts of the country and other parts of the globe. But I do want to play one piece before the show is over. That's by a hip-hop artist out of Portland, Oregon. He's under the weather today and really, really wanted to call into the show and spit live for us. But he said that, you know, hopefully he will be feeling better and will be able to come by next Wednesday. But this is a track by Diesel P, and the track is called This Is For You.
Oh,
All right, that was Diesel P out of Portland, Oregon, with his track, This Is For You. He is actually going to be performing in Seattle, Washington on May 24th at a showcase that's called Jet Set that takes place at the Capitol Club in Seattle. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to his website, which is www.diez, as in zebra, ELP.com, and that's Diesel P. And I'm looking forward to actually meeting him in person. We connected off of Facebook, and he reached out to me, and I appreciated the respect. And, you know, tune in next Wednesday, because he's going to be calling into the show and spitting live for us. We've only got about 8 minutes left of the show tonight. I want to thank everybody who came out and listened live to this show, to those that hung out in the chat room listening, to those that come back and check out the archives. We at Flavor News appreciate your love and support in what we do and the ways that we're trying to reach out and find creative ways to support you as an indie artist and to shine light on you. My newsletter is going to be coming out here pretty soon. I'll be redoing it on May 15th, and it'll be going out, if I get it done that day, on that day, but at least within, you know, just a few days after that. So if there's anybody that's wanting to get an advertisement in, please get at me at admin@flavanews.com, and we can get you squeezed in still. We've got affordable prices for advertising with Flavor News. Tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is going to be another segment of Flossom and Tossom. That's where we play three tracks from indie artists. We don't give the name of the artist nor the name of the tracks, and you go vote whether you feel that the track is good or whether you feel the track should be deleted off to the Flavor News rotation. So this is listener's choice. This is up to you. You know, step out sort of your comfort zone and your favorite genre and see if you can listen to these three tracks and determine whether they are actually quality track or not. So anyway, that show takes place every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, keeping it real, Flossom and Tossom. Then every Sunday, I take it back to my roots, and we have a show that we call Flavor Coffee House Online Style. That's at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and, you know, there... you know, people could come and spit live if they want, but I play tracks from a variety of indie artists from here in the Pacific Northwest where I am to across the United States to around the globe. And, you know, I discuss topics that has to do with indie artists on that particular show. So, you know, stop in, you know, sit back, relax, and kick your feet up and, you know, hang out with me on Sundays. Then I do a random show from time to time, which I call Flavor in the House, thanks to my dear friend Chinelu Bomani. And, you know, that's when I just kind of pick a genre. I don't open up the chat room. I don't take phone calls, but I play either maybe spoken word and poetry or hip-hop or soul and R&B or maybe what I call a gumbo pot. So those, you know, you just have to stay tuned and mark me as a favorite so you know when I'm going to pop up with a Flavor in the House. I know I'm saying a lot of stuff right now, but there's just so much that I'm excited about and I'm so proud of. And, you know, more and more I hear from my children how proud they are of me as Lady Flavor, and I'm excited for the things that are coming up that I'm participating in. Again, June 5th, I am hosting my very first hip-hop showcase here in Seattle. It's called The Launch 2.0 Let's Connect. The featured artists that night are going to be Yidim Sek, Jawan LaRue, and Mike Mack in Harlem, also known as Hip Hop. So if you want more information about that particular event, get at me at events@flavanews.com, and I will send out more information to you on that. Also, I'm going to be hosting an indie artist showcase at the Woodshed on July 10th. That's going to be featuring a variety of artists that want to get up on the stage and showcase their talents. This particular event is for my 50th birthday, and I am hosting it as a indie artist grant foundation fundraiser. So I'm hoping that by that event I will have raised $1,000 to start giving out in the artist grants come this fall. So far towards that grant, we've raised $291.60. So I thank everybody out there who has shown their love and support and by giving their in-kind donations to this. That just shows me how much people believe in not what I'm creating, but what I'm doing to try to help support indie artists from across the globe. I want to play a track by a dear friend of mine out of Seattle, Washington. She is a busy woman just like I am, but I think that people don't realize that she is an artist herself. I've been kind of pushing her to get back out there and start singing again, and she's actually in the studio working on a up-and-coming CD. But I'm going to play one of her tracks that's just, one of her renditions of a, what do you call them? I want to call it a title track, but that's not what it's called anyway. This is her rendition of My Man. This is Ariana Lancastria, and here she goes. Right, we've come to the end of another segment of Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. I want to thank everybody that came out tonight to listen to the show live, that hung out in the chat rooms, and to those of you that come back and listen to the show in the archives. I definitely will be pushing it. I want to show my love and respect and appreciation to my Pacific Northwest artists that came out to share this time with us. On the phone and step into the mic here, at Express Your Flavor. I want to thank Renaissance the Poet. I want to thank Jawan LaRue and Yidam Sek, who are participating in this exciting event that I'm going to be involved with, the Launch 2.0 Let's Connect Hip Hop Showcase and Industry Mixer. And I want to thank my dear, dear friend, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, a.k.a. Romantic Blues, for coming out and sharing this time live with me. So, tell a friend. Let people know what we're doing on Wednesday nights here with Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. as I spread the word for you, I ask that you spread the word for me too. And, you know, stay tuned with what we're doing at www.slavenews.com and have a wonderful evening.